Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to the Bureau Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with mostest, in the studio with Lucy Krenker of Caliber Home Loans. And I have John A. and John E. with RE/MAX Crown Realty. It's like a rap song. I'm just going to start it soon and then just bust a couple more lyrics in there. It's going to be really good. I'm working on it. You know, ever since I saw the Grammys, I'm inspired. I'm inspired this week. And we're chatting about all sorts of great things. And before we circle back to some of the trends in the real estate market right now, and of course, the upcoming events for the next few weekends, because there are lots. I do want to give a few shout outs to some of our other sponsors. Foxy Nails, they're located in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark. They are so good at what they do. I went this weekend, got foxified, like my pink tips for spring. Thank you. And I did the full manicure, pedicure, had a complimentary glass of wine, maybe two. And I couldn't get over how many happy faces I saw in there. Moms with their kids. I saw pregnant moms getting pampered. I saw men getting pedicures. And they were relatively young, I'd like to say. It's just a great place to be, to know that they're open 7 days a week. And you can just go in and walk out feeling so good. And being that it was Valentine's weekend, of course, there was a lot of ladies in there getting all dialed up for their Valentine. And that's very important. But I can't get over how special they do. So I got this little toe design. Lucy, do you like it?
Yes, it is.
I have jewels on my toes. You can't make this stuff up. Only at Foxy's, folks. Only at Foxy's. True sponsor of the Vero Insider. Just adore them and love them. Okay, and then, of course, the hair studio of Vero. Now, I know we were chatting earlier about how these two gentlemen of RE/MAX Crown are going to be bald soon, so this could become a moot point for them. Although, maybe I'll get Melissa to be one of the professional head shavers. Maybe I could do that for her, because that would be a good affiliation. The hair studio of Vero, they are amazing at what they do, and I'm so proud of her. She just stepped up to be one of the partners of Operation Prom. Have any of you heard of this program, Operation Prom?
No.
All right. So Operation Prom is going to be March 19th. And it was started many, many, many years ago by the Junior League. And it's since become its own nonprofit. And throughout the year, a lot of ladies get together and they donate fancy dresses and suits and tuxes. And these kids that are going to prom that are from homes that might not have enough money to afford something super fancy, they're able to go on March 19th to the Vero Beach Community Center and pick out something. And there's all sorts of sizes and colors, and it's great. And there's little grab bags, and both Foxy Nails and the Hair Studio Vero have stepped up and have offered their services at incredibly flat rate discounted prices, so that these kids on the day of their prom can feel as glamorous as anybody else. It's pretty phenomenal. So the Hair Studio Vero, she's exceptional at what she does, from color to cut, quick blowouts, great style. She does men's hair, right? Hot shave, a good cut. Pretty good stuff. She's on the corner of Oslo and US 1 in the Publix Plaza down there. But I just love hearing of businesses that support great nonprofits. Obviously, I'm sitting with two gentlemen who believe in that wholeheartedly with RE/MAX Crown, to know that you can give your services and make someone feel really special as a result. And that, I think, is huge. So, again, I'm so proud of Foxy and Hair Studio Vero to step up for Operation Prom. Even White Glove is going to be helping out. We move all of the dresses that they accumulate that are already hung on all the racks, and we move them from the storage to the big event for that several hours, and then we move all the empty racks back. Hopefully all the dresses are gone by that time, you know? So it's a win-win for everybody. It's real nice. Speaking of White Glove, this is the time of the show where I like to plug my companies. how did we do for you on your recent move going into your brand new spot there?
You did fantastic. Your crew was on time. They were more than pleasant.
Aww.
And very helpful.
Well, good. That makes me
and
very
under
proud.
Budget.
Bam!
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said for that not to exceed price. You know, like, here's our worst case scenario, but if it goes smoother and faster, the savings is all yours. It's the
absolutely.
White Glove philosophy.
It was just a great, great experience for us. You know, we were able to get a contract signed, I believe, that same day. And then Lucy
Brilliant.
Was able to do the loan, and they're getting ready to close this week. So or
that's
this
perfect.
Week.
Perfect. This is what I'm talking about. It's everyone doing business together. Keep it local. Keep it local. So let's get back to a couple of the things that we can expect to experience as a whole and team up with Remax Crown. We have this Saturday, the Big Beer and Wing Fest. Now, this is put on by the Rotary Clubs. I assume a couple of your agents are involved in Rotary.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Such a great cause. And for them to do something where in just a short amount of time, you have to think it's only really 5 hours. And the amount of money that they raise to help all these local charities is pretty impressive. So I'm glad that all of us sitting in the room are going to be a part of it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. 11 to 4 this Saturday. Get a bracelet and participate. There's a VIP tent, but there's going to be over.
And I think if they go online, they can actually get a bracelet $5 for $5 off.
Bam. That's like, look at Lucy. She knows where all the deals are. I love that. I love it a lot. And then the following Saturday is going to be our first annual Shrimp Fest. Now, there's 6 different restaurants participating. Okay. Have you all just know who's participating?
No, not really.
Oh.
And where is that being held?
So that's out in Felsmere, the same spot as the Felsmere Frog Lake Festival, which just celebrated its 25th year. So the Shrimp Fest is going to be out in Felsmere, and it's 6 restaurants. We have Marsh Landing, Squid Lips. We have the new Fish House. We have the Tiki, Osceola Bistro, and I am missing one. I'm going to think of it. But each one is doing something different with the shrimps that are grown there in the from the FOA out at the new shrimp farms in Felsmere. So all the shrimps are being donated, and they get to do something really creative and cool. I got a couple places, I think, that are featuring some shrimp and grits. We have some that are doing some fried shrimp. But it's going to be an interesting experience. And as the general public coming in and participating at this free event, you get to taste and vote on who's the favorite that gets to be the Golden Shrimp Champion. That's sort of a big deal. See, our votes matter this year, all year long. Our voices will be heard, like when it comes to shrimp or, you know, presidents and other seats. It's so interesting. It's just such an interesting year. So this is going to be good stuff. It's also National Cabbage Day today. Did anyone know that?
No.
Until you told me.
Right?
Facebook missed that one.
I'm here for useless facts, folks. I don't know about you, but I personally love a good cabbage soup or a good stuffed cabbage. Cabbage has a role, you know? It does. It has a role. Do you like stuffed cabbage, John?
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. See, yes.
There we go.
Exactly. Exactly. I have friends from Michigan, and they make their own homemade sauerkraut. Like in a big 5-gallon bucket?
Yeah. We get it from Pennsylvania every year.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
See, where I'm from, there's a big Polish community in Hamtramck, Michigan. It's sort of a big deal. If you don't know how to make a pierogi, you don't live there. It goes with the territory. Some other fun facts for you. Back in 1801, since we did touch on the fact that it's a presidential election year, the U.S. House of Representatives broke an electoral tie between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. Jefferson was elected and Burr became vice president. That's 1801. I think it's kind of funny how people are like, this is the first time in history that, like, I doubt it. It was just, presidential elections were just as vicious and just as entertaining then as it is now. And then as another side note, and rest her soul, 1965, February 17th, comedian Joan Rivers made her first guest appearance on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Isn't that fun? That was, I mean, I'm just saying, I love Joan Rivers. I always thought she was a hoot. Yeah. Who gets away with some of the stuff she says? You know what I'm saying, Haley? Come on now. She did whatever she wanted. That is just awesome.
As it should be.
That's right.
Exactly. I don't understand. And for what it's worth, because let's give a quick shout out to Pac-Mail Beachside, your shipping experts. We just had a great time at Art on the Island this past weekend on Marsh Island. Beautiful, beautiful art was displayed from the Vero Beach Art Club. Over 90 artists, 140 pieces of art on exhibit. Lots was sold. At Pac-Mail, we specialize in shipping, right? Shipping of art, heirlooms, golf clubs, suitcases. But let's face it, at the end of the day, we all put a stamp on a letter and send it, don't think twice, right? 1985, the U.S. postage stamp was raised from 20 cents to 22 cents. Now what are we at? 43? isn't it?
I have 46. No idea.
46? Did it get raised again?
I don't know.
Have those stamps that are forever, so I don't know what price they're
right. But just know that they're no longer 22 cents. And just think that that was, you know, 31 years ago. Yep. So it's interesting. I was like looking back at this day in history and seeing how things have changed. My, oh my, how things have changed indeed. So Remax Crown, give us some information as to some of the trends happening right now in local real estate.
Well, the market seems to be improving. If you look at January of 2016 versus January of 2015, the average home price in Indian River County is up about $20,000.
Well, that's handsome.
Yeah, that's a good statistic, and we're still a little below where the market should be, but hopefully it will pick up from there.
Oh, I would think so. And is there some specialties that your office brings to the table that others might not be able to do?
Well, we do a lot of commercial land development.
I have seen a few of your signs throughout much of Sebastian, saying.
Yeah, I think you'd see a couple of them here and there. But we represent different developers and bring a lot of new construction. One of our projects is Cross Creek Lake Estates, and we have two different developers in there, and that is finally coming along real well. But, the new construction market has been down quite a bit over the last few years. It's now finally coming into its own. So
yes, you do see a resurgence on that. And there's something to be said for the fact that you can buy a brand new home and know that there's going to be nothing wrong with it, especially for those people that are more seasonal. Mm-hmm. And have it be at a fair market price as comparison to something that was built in the late 60s and that they'd have to have some upkeep for. I'd assume it could be a very attractive option.
Absolutely. And, you know, anything built since 2004 meets all the new codes, so your insurance rates are lower and all of that. So it's definitely a plus. You look at a lot of the, you know, the thing is you can still buy resale homes for less money than you can build them for. So
true.
There's still a good market there, but nothing beats new construction.
Depending on what your needs are and your time of life, there could be a lot to be said for a price difference to know that, hey, I can, there is no strings attached, nothing I have to worry about.
You get a full warranty and you get to build it and design it exactly the way that you want it.
There's something to be said for that. But I am one to really love to revamp the old. I just am a sucker for that. What can I say? It's the classics. It's the classics.
We can help you with that as well.
See, exactly. In more than just one neck of the woods.
And we could help with that, too, because we offer renovation loans. So if someone wants to buy a fixer-upper, and we can do a loan. You know, at one point, it was a streamline. We can do minimum work of about $30,000, but we actually offer the expanded products now, and we could build new rooms, add square footage.
Is that at the time of purchase that they have to do that? Or can they do it down the road?
Well, they can do it at the time of purchase, where we would do what's called a hold back. The seller gets their money, and then we hold back the construction funds.
Okay.
Or they can actually purchase the home and come back months
a year
later
down the road.
And refinance to do a renovation loan.
Oh, what good insight you have, Lucy. So many options for our wonderful listeners this wonderful Wine Wednesday.
Well, and, you know, it's great for especially young couples that are trying to get into their first home and to be able to buy it and be able to finance the renovations that they need to do to bring it up to date is great. They didn't used to be able to do that.
True. Really?
Yeah, it's used to be very difficult to get properties that did not, some of these properties that they can finance, they may not meet standards, they may need new roofs and that type of thing, where they can now finance that to get the job done and get into it.
That does make it so much easier in a manageable monthly payment. There's something to be said for that. There's no doubt about it. You're listening to the Bureau Insiders. I have some wonderful guests. Thank you, Lucy Cranker of Caliber Home Loans and Crown Remax. We're not going anywhere. We have one more little stint.
He got to the point where he could barely work. The pain in his back going down his leg was so bad, we were afraid he needed surgery. But we went to the Pro Spine team of doctors. They were able to put him on pain management and physical therapy, and he is so much better now without surgery.
I had been told I had disc damage, which meant surgery. I went to Indian River County's fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Johnny Benjamin at Pro Spine. If you have to have surgery, then you want the best.
Pro Spine in Vero Beach. We've got your back.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
The Hometown News invites you to enjoy their publication, Forever Young, covering the active lifestyles of the Florida boomers, packed full of local news and useful information important to the active and affluent 50-plus crowd. Look for Forever Young at hundreds of locations throughout the county or call your local Hometown News office and join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors who've signed up for their own free subscription to Hometown News and ask for home delivery for Forever Young.
Oh, yes! One day away, folks, from National Drink Wine Day. We're just getting a head start. Life is good. Life is good. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We've had the privilege of chatting with some really, really great local partners. We have Caliber Home Loans in the house. We have Remax Crown. It's just so fantastic to sit with people that are completely vested and that really know Indian River County inside and out and take as much pride in it as I think like I do. I love it here. I've been here 13 years. I couldn't ever go back. It's Vero's home. And it's a great home to have. And speaking of homes, we're talking about giving people the American dream of home ownership, finding someplace great for them to raise their family or to enjoy retirement or to open a business. I mean, there's so many different times in our life where we're going to have real estate become a part of what we're doing in a transaction, whether it be commercial or residential. Lucy, you before we had gone to break, you were mentioning some interesting packages. And I just think that especially that with tax returns coming and people thinking and projecting into the future, what are a couple of the hottest products that you have right now for our listeners to be attuned to?
Well, our rehab products are really key right now because there still are some properties out there that may not be in what we call financeable condition.
Okay.
They may need a new septic system. They may need a new roof. So it's not that they need to have major rehab work, but that type of rehab work can be held in what we call escrow. So they can actually close on the deal in 30 days. The seller gets their money. And then we work with our borrower after the fact in getting the renovation done. So whether it's as simple as a new roof or a septic system or adding a room, reconfiguring a garage into a bedroom.
Oh, sure.
Adding a swimming pool.
That's always a nice little upgrade. In Florida, a swimming pool is not overrated.
So we have that option for both our, you know, FHA product and a conventional product. So we do have some various options.
And I know myself personally, both as White Glove Moving and Pac-Mail Beachside, we work real closely with the Military Moms Prayer Group and paying tribute and showing our thanks and appreciations to those who have served and those who are currently serving. Do you all do something special in regards to VA loans?
We offer VA loans. We have a very great, great program, great rates. I think it's a great program for veterans, and a lot of veterans don't realize they have that eligibility and are able to purchase a home with no money down. And
wow.
Usually when you have 100% financing, you have what's called mortgage insurance, and a VA loan does not have that.
Wow.
So the mortgage insurance is waived. And a lot of veterans think if they, they've used it before their eligibility, they can't use it again, but they can. And they can also, if they have a current VA loan, I had a client who recently got out of the military and had a home in Tennessee with a VA loan. Well, he got out of the military and relocated here, and he thought he couldn't use his VA eligibility again because he had a loan, but he could. So
wow.
You can have a second VA loan while still having one.
That's huge. And to think that all of our listeners, if they have these questions and they want to know more, because you offer so many products, they can reach out. It's 844-GO-CALIBER.
GO-CALIBER. And that's E-R.
That's right. It's spelled with an E-R. There you go. That's really interesting. And that's great to know. And two, on the 19th this week, it's going to be the Keep Indian River Beautiful Environmental Awards. It's going to be hosted at Oak Harbor. And this is just a great little tie-in because Pac-Mail Beachside has, in fact, been nominated for their efforts in recycling, not just of the popcorn, you know, that you get in big packages, but also for the cell phones that we use. Old cell phones are donated to us. We team up with the veterans store in the mall, with the Humane Society and a couple others, where they get these just old dead flip phones and some of those big bag car phones. Remember when those were out? And so they, what are you supposed to do with them? You can't throw them in a landfill per se. And so they get melted down. The precious metals get taken out, and then the precious metals are sold. And in exchange, they are given calling cards so that our soldiers can call home and talk to their loved ones from secure landlines. And it's a beautiful program that we're a part of. But because of our recycling efforts, we've been nominated for Recycling Company of the Year. So it's just something that hopefully this Friday we'll have some great news. But it's just one of those things where to pay homage to our vets and to those serving, it's full circle, and it makes you feel good inside.
That's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll bring you a box of them down.
Do you have a whole bunch? You have the yeah. old Nextels and whatnot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all do. We all have a box of them somewhere, I'm telling you. Well, that's good to know. I'll take you up on it. I'll pick them up. Happy to do so. All right. So I have RE/MAX Crown Realty, John E. and John A. Senior and Junior, essentially, if you know them better that way. We'll go with that. Give me something really fun for our listeners, because they might be considering buying or selling. They might want to find out who's going to be a good office and a good set of agents for us to work with. What's some fun facts from your office that you can divvy out real quick?
Well, we have, in our opinion, obviously we're biased, but we have the best agents in Indian River County by far. Better than 70% of our agents that have been with us for a year have received awards from RE/MAX this year for their production.
Wow.
They all really care about the community as well as their clients. And, we have a full staff to help them service our clients. So I think that's about as good as it gets.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Big party tomorrow night at your brand new location, right?
801 20th Place.
Can't miss it. Can't miss it.
Signage on US.
Just ask Lucy. She knows exactly where it is. 4:30 to 7.
Yep. And, our philosophy is go big or go home. And when we put the signage up, we went big. So.
Oh, very nice. Is there going to be a hot air balloon there tomorrow?
There'll be a cold air balloon.
The
city of Vero would probably take us to jail if we tried to put the hot air balloon up. It's a little too large.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's a 27-foot balloon we'll have there.
Oh, I'm so excited. I hope I get to pose for pictures.
That you
absolutely.
Can.
Yes! Lucy, we're getting in the balloon together. Well, that's happening. Mark my words. Mark my words. Okay, well, let's do a quick little bit of quotes, right? Because we always love to leave our listeners with some inspiration. So Theodore Roosevelt, we're kind of on a presidential kick today. Believe you can. And you're halfway there. And I think that's really powerful, especially going full speed ahead into season the way we are. We're several weeks out still from Easter, so all of our winter guests are here, and they're going to be here for the next several weeks. I would caution people to remember to make reservations at places. It's just not one of those get in, get out like we're used to in summertime. We have a lot of guests here that are visiting and want to fall in love, maybe move down. They buy from a great agent at RE/MAX Crown. They get a great loan through Caliber. They move with White Glove. They get a title through Protected Title. See, it's all works together, but we want them to feel comfortable. And at the same time, we might feel a little tired or spread thin, but it makes no difference because, like Theodore Roosevelt says, believe you can and you're halfway there. Until next week, you're listening to The Vero Insider. Please visit TheVeroInsider.com. Cheers.